Global markets bounced back somewhat today after Wall Street saw its worst week since the 2008 financial crisis amid concerns about the new coronavirus. Joining us now is Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary under President Clinton, who also served as Director of the National Economic Council under President Obama. Larry Summers, welcome back.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy. A lot going on.
A lot going on. And do you think that the worst is over economically after that huge drop in the markets last week?
No. I don't know what's going to happen next to the market, but in terms of disruption to the economy, I think we're only beginning. I've heard it said that the shipments into the Port of Los Angeles are going to go down by 25% this month. And that, of course, means inputs to American factories, inputs to American stores are going to go down after that. So in terms of what's going to happen to the real economy, I'd be surprised if we were past the second inning. We have to reckon that there's a real possibility that this is going to be in the broad range of where the flu was after World War I. And if that's the case, we are looking at an event that will possibly dwarf the events that have taken place in wars.
Do you think that it is unavoidable at this point that the U.S. goes into a recession as a result of coronavirus?
No, I think there's a far greater chance of recession within a year than I would have judged 6 weeks ago. But there's so much uncertainty in this situation that nothing is inevitable. But I'd be very surprised if we didn't see a significant slowing. And I think the odds are even or better that we'll go into a recession in the next year. And I think it will be a very difficult recession to combat. To start with, starting with interest rates near zero, any recession would have been hard to combat. And a recession that's induced by the fact that people are afraid to gather together in crowds is going to be a recession that's much more difficult to combat with lower interest rates than normal recessions.
Well, on Friday, the Fed Chair Jerome Powell said in a statement, quote, "The fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong," but he said coronavirus does pose evolving risks to economic activity. And he said the Fed will use its tools and act as appropriate to support the economy. Today, President Trump tweeted that Powell and the Fed are slow to act. He said Germany and others are pumping money into their economies. Other central banks are much more aggressive. The U.S. should have the lowest rate. What do you make of all that? How do you think the Fed should respond?
The president's comments, as has often been the case before, are confused. Other countries have lower interest rates because they believe in negative interest rates, which many in the United States think would be counterproductive. They have lower interest rates because they're already much closer to a recession. When the reason output is going down is that people aren't leaving their houses because of quarantines, it's not at all clear that monetary policy is going to do anything that is terribly effective. We only have so much room for monetary stimulus left, and we're going to need to dole it out rather than shoot it all off at the very beginning. So I think the president, by making monetary policy look political, is reducing whatever efficacy psychologically it might otherwise have. He would be much better off restoring the funding cuts he made for pandemic preparedness. He would be much better off reversing the decision he made earlier to not regard global health as an essential component of our national security. And at a time when supply chains are being ruptured all over the place, we have all the interferences we need with international trade. And what he should be doing is scaling back those interferences, not beating the drum about more tariffs.
What about fiscal stimulus? Do you think that it's time for Washington to start thinking about a stimulus package?
we certainly should be thinking about fiscal stimulus right now and injecting money directly into the economy through government in order to help people get better and to avoid contracting this disease is a much better strategy anyway than reducing interest rates below 1%.
Larry Summers, before we let you go, you mentioned at the top that there's a lot going on right now. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. You're in Massachusetts, which votes tomorrow. Who are you going to vote for?
Oh, I keep that to myself, but I'll give you some hints by saying that I don't think this is the moment for radical economic experimentation that focuses on tearing down the most fortunate people in the society rather than inducing everybody to work together and contribute to do what's most important, which is lifting the middle class up. Senator Sanders' plan would move the United States from being one of the most market-oriented countries among the rich industrialized countries to being virtually the most government run. And in that sense, it does have important aspects of a move to, as his political party refers it to itself, socialist policies.
Okay, well, I think I can guess from that who you're not going to be voting for. Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, former Director of the National Economic Council under President Obama. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.